I was the only single person on all of Lexington Lane. Well, almost the only one, anyway. I think there was an elderly woman who lived up the street in that old purple Victorian house. I swear everyone who lived around me was at least 5 or 10 years older than me and married. I saw lots of hunky guys, but they all had their rings and strollers. At least I knew I wasn't going to be on Lexington Lane forever. I had a gig working for the Osana branch of our office, and it was a 1-year temporary assignment. It was a good opportunity. The apartment the company gave me was one of those corporate setups, so it was professionally decorated and looked like a hotel room, or maybe a spa waiting room. Despite how hopelessly single I was in a sea of marrieds, it was still a nice change to live in the suburbs for a while and step out of the urban rat race. I was really liking getting out of bed every morning and seeing birds and trees. And most of all, breathing in all that pollution-free fresh air. I filled my days shopping for business wear and my nights going out to dinner with my 5 single co-workers I knew who were also on temporary assignment. Sometimes I went out to dinner with just my iPad. I liked the quiet, and I liked being able to focus on work. I wanted to climb the corporate ladder. It was important to me because I was raised by my dad, and he made our money by working the line in a flour processing plant. He always came home smelling like starch and covered in white powder. It was a hard job, and the image of his tired face pushed me further and further than anyone would have thought. Yes, dating my iPad was just fine by me. I was 25, so I had lots of years to meet a nice guy if I ever wanted to. First, though, I wanted the Park Avenue apartment, the Gucci suit, the American Express black card, and, of course, I wanted to buy my dad that little cabin in New Hampshire he always dreams about. He deserves it.